Roundabout with Tony Barnfield on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Points for this. During the 20th century, who held the position of Prime Minister of the United Kingdom for the...
Trinity Morley.
Margaret Thatcher.
How did you know I was going to ask for the longest period of time?
Well, what else is it going to be?
OK, let's see if you get these bonuses right. They're on French land borders, you smart-asses.
Captain of the Trinity College Cambridge team, Ralph Morley, from the 2013-14 final, which saw them see off Somerville College, Oxford, by 240 to 135. Magdalen College, Oxford, has won the annual contest most frequently, winning four times, all in the Paxman era, 1997, 98, 2004 and 11, tying with the University of Manchester, whose four wins also come since the programme moved to BBC Two, namely 2006, 2009, 2012 and 2013. In third place, Trinity College Cambridge has had three victories, 1974, 95 and the 2014 win under Ralph Morley. And in tied fourth place, seven teams, including our own Sydney Sussex College, the Open University, Durham, Imperial College London, the University of Sussex, and from Oxford, Keble and University Colleges. Tomorrow evening, Darwin College, Cambridge, with two Americans in the team, will be playing the University of Manchester. The current reigning champions were the team from our own St John's College, with one American on board. And I've been talking to them about their various experiences of the competition. On the phone from France, where she's currently doing her year studying and talking to French people, is Rosie McKeown. And Rosie, it's some months now, in fact, probably over a year since you recorded your appearance in University Challenge. Do you remember it well?
I do, actually. It's one of my most vivid memories, especially having watched it. That sort of brought the memories of the recording back. And I really do have very clear memories of sitting there waiting for it to begin, you know, adjusting the chairs, adjusting the makeup. But the matches themselves kind of went by in a blur.
And you were quite a one for answering questions quickly, weren't you? What's that called?
Buzzing, I think.
Buzzing in, that's right.
Yes, that's it.
St John's McKeown.
How do you think you got things so quickly?
Some of it is a combination of actually knowing the stuff, and other times it's a matter of lateral thinking.
The residents of a monarchy that was overthrown in 1893, the Iolani Palace, is in which city of the Pacific Ocean?
St John's McKeown.
Honolulu.
Honolulu's right.
That was a mix of hearing about a monarchy that was abolished in the 1890s and the name of a place that I hadn't heard of, but which sounded vaguely like it came from a language of the Pacific Islands, and knowing that Hawaii had a monarchy, and knowing that not being able to think of any European monarchies that were abolished in the 1890s, and knowing that it was asking for a city made me think it was probably Honolulu. So those are the kinds of connections you have to make at high speed.
I remember talking to another Cambridge contestant a few years ago. He was one of the Gonville and Keys team who were University Challenge champions in 2014-15.
Right, another starter question. Memoirs of a Dutiful Daughter is an autobiographical work by which French author? It recounts her stiflingly respectable upbringing and how she revolted against it at the Sorbonne with Jean-Paul Sartre.
Keys Loveday.
Simone de Beauvoir.
Correct.
Ted, you did seem to rather jump in quite successfully, rather a lot. I've looked back on some of the earlier rounds as well. I think you answered in the final about 10 of the starter questions?
Yes, I think that's right, yeah.
What was the art of doing that?
Well, I think with the final, I got quite lucky with the run of the questions. For some reason, lots of them fitted with the sort of things that I knew. Generally, I think we all had a lot of practice on buzzing. We tried to train our reflexes. We realised that a lot of it is not just about what you know, but about how quickly you can make the connection.
Right, 10 points for this. Meaning said only once, what two-word Greek term denotes a word...
He's loved it.
Hapax legomenon.
Correct.
What was that Greek one you got just then?
that was hapax legomenon, which means a word or phrase that only appears once in a whole text.
Were you up late at night studying that?
That was actually one that came from school. I was lucky enough to have a teacher who used to throw bits of trivia like that at us, so that kind of helped.
Ted Loveday, who picked up his master's degree at the Senate House last weekend. But back now to the reigning champion, St John's College, Cambridge. James Devine Stoneman was team captain.
One of the best parts of it for me was when we were in the green room and we saw on the screen four empty chairs and our surnames were there and St John's Cambridge. That really felt good, actually. It feels like this is happening now.
Especially for the final?
Well, yeah, the final was strange because we didn't really expect to get that far. We were quite happy with having got there, but it all happens so quickly that then you think, okay, well, now is our chance to actually win the series. But it would be over in a matter of half an hour and you don't know which way it's going to go. And you have to do the rehearsal with the trophy beforehand because both teams rehearse lifting, receiving the trophy. And then it's just not long until it's actually happened. It's all over and done with.